secondly, to plan his own tournaments, and thirdly, to have his own sponsors. Now, obviously, we found that these requirements are impossible to be fulfilled and unrealistic. In recognition of his talents, however, and also the fact that Li Zijia has been nurtured by BIM for the past 11 years, since he was 13 years old, and BIM still offered him several lucrative, substantial incentives that include monetary benefits. However, Li Zijia has already made up his mind, and he did not want to reconsider his decision. Now, we're also mindful of the fact that Li Zijia, being a national player who has recently won the All England Championship, it is quite difficult, very disappointing for BIM to lose him. However, since he only made up his mind, we have to respond to it. And I'm sure you're all aware that the position of any player of BIM is this. All of these players with BIM are contracted with BIM. And the reason why they are contracted with BIM is because there are various implications behind it. To train and nurture these players, we require funds. And these funds come from grants and a lot from sponsors. Now, the world over, if there's no contract, no sponsors will come, because you want to be assured that whoever the players that are nurtured will remain with the sports body, will remain the association, and grow. So with that in mind, and also as per the terms of his contract, after much difficult deliberation, BIM had to reach a decision to not register Li Zijia for any international tournaments for a period of 2 years, effective from 18 January 2022. Well, talking through the mask is very difficult. Okay, now let's go to Goh Jin Wei. With regards to Goh Jin Wei, it's a little bit dramatic. Now, if you remember, those who've been following the sports scene, you'll remember that Goh Jin Wei earlier, she had intended to resign based on health reasons. And she expressed the same thing to BIM. And BIM spoke with her at great length and persuaded her to reconsider her position, and we even offered her various medical assistance if she required, and so on. However, on September 3rd, Jin Wei told us that she wanted to quit the sports altogether and said that her health does not permit. So she submitted her resignation letter on September 11. On December 23rd, Jin Wei and Penang BA Honorary Secretary Leong Kin Wei met BIM Secretary General Dato' Kenny to discuss the possibility of returning to BIM as her health was improving. And this fact, BIM took it with great interest. So Dato' Kenny informed her of BIM's decision to assist her, as she was talented. And again, the issue of BIM having nurtured her from the age of 14. So the meeting was positive, and Jin Wei said that she was seriously considering rejoining the national team, but to only play the mixed doubles due to a health condition. Unfortunately, however, she was indecisive, and to our surprise, on 2nd January this year, she announced to a YouTube channel that she wanted to play independently. And therefore, we take the position that Goh Jin Wei also does not want to be part of the National Training Center in BIM, and we reach a decision not to register her for any international tournaments for a period of 2 years, effective 31st October 2022. So the summary of it all... 2021 in the past. So the summary of it all is this. The summary is that both of these players, we have major difficulty in deciding what to do, but if they had already decided to leave the association, despite BIM having spoken to them, raised various issues, including counter-offers, including also the fact that this is national service, and if we don't leave, we can't do anything about it. Nevertheless, BIM, being an institution, has its own process. Now, if you recall, there was a previous player also,
Toh Yiwei,
if you remember, yeah? She also wanted to leave BIM, and she was also not allowed to play for 2 years, no registration for 2 years. But she returned, and she came back. And BIM embraced with open arms. So it is yet to be seen whether or not Goh Jin Wei and also Li Zijia will be inspired, motivated, moved to come back to the fold of YM to play under our auspices, and then we will cross the bridge when we come to it. Okay, that's as far as our statement is concerned. If you have any questions, clarifications rather, please state your name and which media you represent.
Sir,
yes, Jaga.
Clarify, Lee Wei's mentioned not to register for the students from 18 January to register. What does that mean?
Okay. Right. Now what it means is, all players, yeah, Jaga, yeah. All players are contracted. And in their contract, we have Clause 7. Clause 7 of the contract allows BAM to meet out several punitive measures in the event they want to leave the National Training Center. Now, one thing was very, I must clarify is this. There's a lot of reporting that ZGR resigned, Jinwei resigned. There's no such thing as resignation in the scheme of things. In the scheme of BAM, we have a national training center. When we say national training center, you're talking about a lot of investments, you're talking about sports science, you're talking about physiotherapy, you're talking about the entire ecosystem. You're talking about BAM being the center where we pluck out young people, put them in this ecosystem, and the only choice that you have is withdraw. You can withdraw from the national training system, you can. That is provided for under the contract. But if you do so, there are various punitive measures, among which is not to register for the next 2 years. Jaga, does that answer your question? Yeah, that's what it means.
So they can't play, they cannot play in
the they are not registered. Okay. Right? If they are playing in tournaments, it requires the registration of BAM as a governing body in Malaysia, then we say that since you're not interested to begin with, we are not registering you. Any other clarifications? Yes.
Fabian.
Ah, yes, Fabian. Fabian, right?
Fabian.
Ah, Fabian, huh?
Yep, NFT.
Yeah. I mean, who doesn't know Fabian?
Fabian from NFT. So, if ZGR is going to be banned, what you mean is also going to be banned from, not going to be keeping them for other months, how does it work when it comes with BWF? Because BWF also has their own ruling, has BWF, like EAM, referred to all the countries, like if they go to a different country, for example, what's the period of time they have to spend outside of the country, and then maybe that anything BWF council also can also verify this.
Right, I think the part BWF you'll answer, but let me answer one part of it first. Now, first of all, we'll get the terminology correct, Fabian. No? I think we keep using the word ban, that's not correct. We're not banning anybody, we're not registering them. It's a big, both legal and factual difference between the two. Eh? We're not registering them. Why is BAM not registering? Because it is ironical for BAM to register someone who doesn't want to be with BAM. And you're only not registering for 2 years. Guess to BWF, let's get it.
I'm not speaking for BWF. Okay, basically, I think there are rules in terms of BWF, because BWF is the governing body for badminton for the world. And BWF has member association. In BWF, they don't call countries, they call member association. So BM is a member association. Badminton of Thailand is member association, okay, and so forth, alright? So, for BWF, if any sanctioned event, sanctioned by BWF, the registration must come from member association only. So, basically, if a Malaysian player, or a BM player, or any Malaysian player wants to play in any BWF sanctioned tournament, it has to be registered by Vienna. That's all. Full stop. Of course, you are asking if a player moves to another country, whether they can play in another country. I think we need to really look into the BWF constitution. But I just trying. I may be wrong. I stand to be corrected. But I think if a Malaysian player wants to play in another country, I think they need to get clearance from BM. Yep. I think so. But I stand corrected. Okay.
There are regulations.
Yeah, there are regulations, basically. Thank you.
Any further clarifications? Yes.
Jadi Zijia tidak akan didaftarkan dalam tempoh 2 tahun. Tahun ini cukup penting pada sukansi dan asas sukan pemula. Maknanya tiada Zijia dalam tim event itu ataupun bagaimana?
Okay. Dia keadaan dia sekarang ialah di mana Zijia dan juga Jin Wei tidak akan didaftar selama 2 tahun. Tetapi itu adalah hari ini. Andai kata telah mereka membuat rayuan, mereka masih boleh buat rayuan seperti mana yang telah berlaku pada pemain sebelum ini. So jika rayuan itu dibuat dan rayuan itu berdasarkan terma-terma yang munasabah sebagai contoh dan juga mengambil kira kepentingan negara, maka kemungkinan besar mereka dapat main dalam sukan-sukan tersebut. Tapi kalau sebaliknya lah. Jadi kita akan lihat apakah yang akan berlaku. Tapi pada peringkat ini masih ada ruang dan peluang untuk mereka kembali berkhidmat kepada negara. I like that question you're asking, because that is actually the feeling of almost all the council members, especially the president. Now, obviously, we feel extremely sad. If you know the story of badminton in this country, in the last few years, it was always Dato' Lee Chong Wei. And there we are trying very hard to build new talent. And here we have a sprouting, budding talent in the name of Lee Zijia and a few others. Now, when you have such a talent which produce and we want them to be inspiring examples to other players as well. So when this thing happens, of course, there's a lot of things that BAM, as a governing body, has got to do, and the disappointment is there, but we've got to move on. Now we have to ensure that the existing players are not discouraged by this. We have to ensure that the sponsors are not discouraged by this, because we require the sponsorships. Because you know, I think we all know this, that BAM is much bigger than any single player. It is in national interest. And therefore, the quest to train world-class leaders must go on beyond this. So this could be a temporary setback on one hand. On the other hand, this could be a very inspiring and encouraging moment for us to realize that the other people can step into the shoes of Lee Zijia and the rest. So we cannot just look at the negative side of things, you know. As I say, the water fills its own level, kan? Ajakah?
Betul, saya ada satu lagi.
Ya.
Saya rasa masih ada ramai yang macam keliru. Jadi dalam tempoh 2 tahun ini, adakah Zijia masih attached dengan DM ataupun dia withdraw daripada pasukan kebangsaan, boleh pergi ke mana-mana dan perlu bayar pengpasan ke ataupun macam mana?
Okey, sebenarnya tak ada kekeliruan langsung. Dia senang, kan? 13 tahun kamu dengan BAM. Datang ke tahun yang ke-13, kamu kata kamu nak withdraw, kamu nak tarik diri daripada pusat latihan negara, National Training Center. Kamu tarik diri. Jadi bila kamu tarik diri, apa yang badan itu boleh buat? Kamu tarik diri tau. Jadi bila kamu tarik diri, tu badan itu kata okeylah, kamu tarik diri, jadi kami tak dapat daftar kamu. Dan kita boleh tentukan tempoh masa. Tapi cuma kita ambil tempoh masa yang pernah kami buat selama 2 tahun. Jadi itu bermakna selama 2 tahun untuk hari ini, selama 2 tahun BAM tidak akan daftar Lee Zijia untuk apa-apa permainan yang di mana pendaftaran oleh BAM perlu. Faham ya? Dan itu tertakluk kepada proses rayuan. Jika dia rayu, cerita lain lah.
Zijia mempunyai tempoh berapa masa untuk buat rayuan tersebut?
In the next few months, okay. Besok boleh. Tak ada masalah. Okay, dalam aspek itu saya kena akui ya. Dalam aspek itu saya kena akui bahawa BAM ni compassionate sikit. Sebab dia kena balance. Dia kena balance di antara keperluan keperibadian pemain dan juga kepentingan negara. Jadi kita kena balance. Kita taklah katakan you kena rayu dalam masa seminggu. Tak. Faham ya?
Cepat mungkin
betul. Yalah, cepat mungkin lah. Ya. Tapi takkan dilepas dia, lepas Thomas Cup nak minta kan?
Kind of.
Yes.
Vipnish from Benawa. So, is that BNM indirectly forcing Zizia to stay with BNM?
Okay. Now, this question of, is BNM indirectly forcing? I really don't know how to answer that. Like, you know, other than saying that my girlfriend leaves me, and I tell her that if you stay with me, you'll be happy. I don't know what else to say. Like. I mean, look at this way. Like. Zizia made up his own decision to leave. Right? So why do you, explain your question, I don't understand. Why do you say it's forcing? In which aspect? Where is he? In which aspect?
Do you have any choice whether to be with BM and continue to play or sit out for 2 years?
Oh, he's got to sit out for 2 years. Tamak muka dia. See, very simple. Zizia left BAM. There are consequences to him and there are consequences to BAM. So he left BAM. BAM said, okay, you leave BAM for the next 2 years. We will not register you for tournaments where BAM registration is required. Do you understand? Di mana perlunya BAM mendaftar, BAM takkan mendaftar lah selama 2 tahun.
Yeah.
I mean, name whatever tournaments you want. It doesn't matter. But the most important thing is you must understand that it is not compulsion. If I can guess your mind, why you're saying compelled? Because you must understand, yeah. When any player leaves BAM, what are the consequences to BAM? And when you see the consequences to BAM, you must understand. And number one is consequence to the national interest. I mean, we are nurturing players for the purposes of representing Malaysia. That's number one. Number two, what about the financial consequences? Now, when you have a player leaving, a big player leaving, obviously, sponsors will get jittery. When sponsors get jittery, that means funds are less coming in. When less funds are coming in, what is the ability to develop new players? So in that sense, the ramification is manifold. That's something that you must understand. I'm not blaming Zizia, we're not blaming anybody. We're saying that in life, you make a choice, there are consequences. And BAM, as far as the governing body is concerned, and still wanting to nurture new players, you will have to move on. That is the message.
I thought we went from the start. I thought that the BAM conveyed this decision to Zizia, and how do you react to it?
Okay, Sejian.
We have actually informed him to reply the letter to his resignation letter, one. Two, because as you know, Zizia is also from Kedah, so we have also informed Kedah BA. So this is the process that we have to do, we have to take, because we are an institution, right? We are an organization, so we have to, as much as we can, we have to follow the processes, and this is the processes that we have taken now. But to respond whether how this Zizia respond, I think it's difficult for me to respond to him. I cannot be speaking on behalf of him. But what I can say now is that I think we are also an we are an organization. We need to follow certain rules. Whether we like it or not, we have to follow the rules. But at the same time, as what Dato' Sri said, we are also compassionate. There are ways that we can resolve this, and if we can resolve it as soon as possible, that will be good.
Yep.
Yeah, thank you.
Jadi, sebenarnya message itu ialah akhir kalam. Akhirnya BAM tidak mahu perkara seperti ini berlaku. Kerana ia akan mengganggu sedikit sebanyak kita punya usaha-usaha untuk membangunkan badminton di Malaysia. Tetapi mau tidak mau bila ini berlaku, kita terpaksa melangkah ke hadapan dan mitigate apa-apa damage yang kita boleh. Okay, so last two questions.
Okay. Yeah. Very important interesting meeting you mentioned of the national interest. And saying that you are a very pragmatic person, you demonstrated that leadership. So could you tell us, with India leaving, has it shown BAM's gold medal hopes for the Paris Olympics in 2 years' time into a chaos of jeopardy? Okay. Let's be honest about it.
Do you answer?
Then get
finished.
Go.
Whether you bring it to chaos.
Yeah, the gold for the
Paris. Paris. I don't know.
I think these are all very speculative questions, right? But what I can say is, I just want to echo or reiterate what Dato' Sri said. Of course, when the top player leaves, it will affect us in terms of our development, in terms of our program, and also in terms of finance. So when every player, top player that we nurture, we build, and if they leave, it will, of course, sponsor will also start to be jittery, and perhaps even the funding for development will be reduced. So that will cause the collapse of the entire ecosystem. That I can say, whether Olympic 24 preparation, of course, we will still hope to produce our target and to achieve our target in Project 2024. Yeah. Yeah, thank you.
Dato, Mat dari TV3. Mat. Tadi Dato cakap keputusan ini memberi impak pada Zizia, bukan pada Zizia tetapi BAM. Dua-duanya ada kesan sendiri. Tapi bukankah ia membelakangi kepentingan negara ketika Zizia itu adalah orang kata our best player dan dia akan tersebutkan nanti pun 2 tahun satu sebarang perjuangan. BAM nak tanggungjawab tak atas.
Okay. Soalan tanya tu soalan yang masalah timbul, jadi terpaksa lah kan. Jadi perkaranya lah, adakah yang memberi kesan? Yang memberi kesan, sudah tentu. Sebab kalau ada, semua okey. Kalau tak ada, tak apa-apa okey. Jadi pokoknya lah, akhirnya kita kena juga buat sesuatu yang to mitigate the damages, satu. Yang keduanya, sama ada perkara itu membelakangi kepentingan negara, saya ada jawapan, tapi saya risau nak jawab sebab benda ni mungkin jadi undang-undang. Faham, saya tak nak buat tuduhan-tuduhan apa-apa terhadap Zizia dan sebagainya lah. Tapi cuma yang saya dapat mengatakan ialah, kalau pemain-pemain kita yang kita bina bersama kita, dia akan menguntungkan negara. Dia akan memenuhi keperluan kepentingan negara. Faham-faham lah ya?
Tapi mungkin Zizia buat keputusan tu atas kepentingan dia juga dan untuk dia nak contribute pada negara, mungkin
pada
tahu apa pada
media F pertama tadi. Ah, cukup mudah aja soalan tu ya. Kalau tadi kita kembali kepada apakah itu BAM? Apakah yang BAM ada? Ekosistem yang dia ada. Macam-macam pelbagai kemudahan-kemudahan yang dia ada. Jadi all those facilities are for the purposes of nurturing a great player. You understand? So, I mean, to me, I don't see any other alternative outside. So, my mind is totally boggled. If someone says they're leaving such a system, such an institution, which has got all the facilities somewhere else, and you say that's for national interest, that's physics to me, lah. Okay, dia satu. Satu yang pertamanya ialah Lee Zijia menarik diri. Dia bukan letak jawatan ya. Dia menarik diri daripada National Training Center. Dah ada National Training Center. Dia dah berlatih kat situ, ada coaches, ada segala-galanya. So dia tarik diri. Itu satu. Yang keduanya, soalannya ialah adakah dia boleh train kan? Memang kita punya place is open to public. So ada certain process that you got to follow. Takkan kita nak, kalau orang kita bagi kan, tengah somebody will left us, we trade, we won't allow to come back, of course. There's no issue. You must understand, this is all about process, not about punishing anybody. Ya? Bunyi macam hukuman, tapi bukan nak hukum siapa. Walaupun yang terhukum adalah negara dan BAM. Itu pandangan kami-kami lah. Yes. You ask a very relevant question because at the end of the day, in many aspects of life, it's all about perceptions. Yeah, so there's a perception that when a player, you've brought you up to a certain level and then you win a certain medal and then it goes out, then this may leave the perception that other players can do the same. Now we got to seriously ask this question. Those who are interested in badminton and responsible citizens in this country got to ask this question. Do we want to commercialize sports to an extent where national interest takes a back seat to narrow personal commercial interest? I mean, that's where we're heading now. So we have to find that balance between the two. And that, I hope, BIM is doing the right thing. You know? So to answer the second part of the question is that we have to ensure that the other players are motivated instead of demotivated by what's happening. That's again our challenge as well. You know, we have to shift the entire mindset. Okay, there are many angles. It's a good question again. There are many things that we've got to do, and we already the council already decided to sit down again to look at various measures to prevent such a thing happening or to manage such a thing happening. But one of the things, of course, as a lawyer, I'm telling you is we have to relook at our contract, so that the contract, while taking care of the interests of the players, it also safeguards national interest because a lot of money is invested in it, a lot of time is invested in it, a lot of aspirations is invested in it as well. We're not going to walk down that road. But I understand if you look at the press statement earlier that the council, some members of the council, Dr. Kenny included, had already approached Lee Zijia and had various discussions. It is not fair to Lee Zijia nor to BAM to go into details of what was negotiated between the two parties, because the end result is he decided still to leave. Okay, any other clarifications?
Azrin from Ramadigi.
Yeah, no.
Macam dulu jika kita tahu negosiasi pernah memain kepasan untuk bergerak secara profesional, so adakah harga yang perlu dibayar Zijia selepas tinggalkan dia melakukan apa? Adakah kepasan yang perlu dibayar oleh Zijia?
No, yeah, just talking about the bank. Yeah,
we just talking about the bank. Thank you. Now coming back to your question, Bernama, is it? Okay. No, we have not come to that stage yet. Presently, we have replied to his letter. If there is anything further, then the council will look into it.
Yep.
Okay. You mentioned about contract and how the contract, why it looks after the players also safeguard national interest.
Yep.
Maybe you can mention some of the specifics in the contract. Like I understand that, you know, player needs to be like before 29 years old, or you know, what are the major tournaments that you need to
lawyer. I'm not giving you a legal lecture here. You know, basically, when I say revisit the contract, means you can look at the contract where there are terms which are fair to the players. At the same time, you know, protects the national interest, protects the sponsors, protects all those investment that's done. You know, that kind of a general principle thing. Don't be naughty. Yeah. Okay. Yes. Dr. Kenny, answer the question.
Quite an interesting question. Okay, Chiam sebenarnya dalam kita punya review tahunan, memang kita dah cadang nak menggugurkan Chiam lah, right? Tetapi Chiam ask that he wants to resign first, alright? So he has done the proper process. Okay, dia melalui proses dan itulah dia juga layak pada the whole championship yang baru-baru ni. And dengan itu kita pun memberi dia untuk bermain secara independen lah. Dan mengikut dia pun ada pernah wakil, adalah dia punya sumbangan dia lah. Alright, dan kita rasa dah setimpal dengan pelaburan kita. So actually tu kadang-kadang BM ni kita ni we are very kind, because these children, these players like our children, you know. So bila dia minta, I resign lah, don't send me lah. I said, we said okay, can, no problem, alright. So we hope you understand this. We are always trying to help the players actually, alright. We do as best as we can to help the players. At the end of the day, we want the best for the players. Alright, thank you.
So maksudnya itu sih, sebab kita tahu trend, bukan trend lah, semakin banyak player keluar dari BM,
Tapi apa langkah BM yang BM boleh buat untuk elak perkara ini berlaku so that jelah tak jadi sampai tak faham ini. Thank you.
Adam, saya pun nak tahu berapa ramai lagi yang you tahu nak keluar daripada BN.
Bukan, maksudnya sebelum-sebelum ni lah, beberapa tahun lepas.
Oh, iya ke?
Tak banyak pun, tak ada.
Boleh bagi contoh sikit tak?
Okay, contoh, start dengan Vision Pure, Big Sun Lee, then after that, Beijing, grup-grup, then, adik, bukan, ibu-ibu kan, yang